Setting the bar time. Kelly, this is what?
It's an example of what not to do.
Right.
Or something we hope doesn't happen to you.
Look, weird things happen in the state of Florida. We highlight them from time to time. But if you can manage to make it through the day without lighting your date's car on fire because they won't give you money to fix yours, you're doing okay.
Okay, so we did do that on purpose. This is not an accidental.
This is not an accidental
situation.
And it's a Florida story. Yes, Destiny allegedly set her Tinder date's vehicle on fire, met her match in person, asked him for some money to fix her car. Her date said, don't really appreciate being asked for that money, but here's $60 anyway. She was unhappy with that. Apparently, she wanted more to fix the car. And that's
Slow down. We're unpacking some stuff here. We're on a Tinder date, first date, right? And we're already asking for money to fix a car, which is probably a sizable amount, and the dude is generous enough to give her $60, and then she's still mad about that?
Now
we're torching his car?
Yeah, now there is a little bit of he said, she said in the police report. Like, Destiny says, well, he was asking for something else and wanted money for that. So you got your stories wrong. Still, it doesn't take away from the fact that she poured something on his car and lit it on fire.
That is arson.
Yeah. Well, and she was charged for that.
Yeah.
So
that not a great way to... We just maybe exit the situation if it's not turning up to be ideal.
Mm-hmm.
That's what we do. We don't set things on fire.
I know.
That is why... Why is that
how does
the
that
logical
come into your,
next step?
I know. I was going to say, how does that come into your brain? Like,
I don't understand.
You know what? I'm mad.
Like, you know, so you're going to meet people on Tinder. We're going to meet up in person at some point. And if it's not a match...
Yeah, you just say, hey, bye.
Then we leave.
We'll see ya.
We just walk away, chalk that up to life experience. We're going to move on. We're going to find someone else to date. But maybe, A, we don't ask for things in the beginning of a relationship.
Well, that is a Tinder. I mean, it is Tinder. That's not... It's an app that's a little bit more that way as opposed to Bumble and some of the other ones. So I don't necessarily fault the person for expecting that sort of thing from a Tinder date, but definitely the responses shouldn't have been what it is. That's why it's a setting the bar story.